Okay, so everybody should have the addenda to the agenda.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Haley should have one. Yeah, you got yours. Okay. Robert, are you back with us? Okay, I just emailed this to Robert. So as we all heard, Peter has taken another job. I mean, it really was an offer that he couldn't refuse. It was a substantial pay increase with stock options, and so I don't begrudge him that in the least. And as he said, this came out of the blue. But of course, we have to replace Peter. I checked with the human resources. We do not have to reopen, meaning, you know, re-interview the position. And so Marlise Jones was the number two candidate from that interview process. I spoke with her yesterday. She is interested in the position. She's indicated that this is a long-term dream position that she doesn't anticipate, that she foresees leaving. She's the clerk for UPC, you know, and so she's, and it doesn't matter. This is her dream job. So in talking with her about salary, I have received from Insight, well, she told me that she was going to be receiving approximately a 5% raise from Layton City. I understand that it's not quite that amount, but not knowing that it wasn't quite that amount at the time, I went with what she's currently making, because I had that from her job application. And so I calculated a 5% raise based on that, and then she was asking for an additional amount above that. So you can see the numbers there. Robert, are you back? Okay. With every, you know, if it were 5% and 5%, it would be paying her $41.87 an hour, which equates to $87,089.60. That is within the amount of the dedicated funds we're receiving. That would be, though, close to what Peter was making, and Peter had, you know, quite a bit more years of experience than she did. My concern with
hey,
that...
Bob?
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to let you know I was back on.
Okay, thank you. I just emailed you the agenda that I'm going over.
I got that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is, you know, equity for Tyson. Tyson's been licensed for a year longer than Marlise. He's been with UPC for 2 years. He's been doing great things. And you can see what his current salary is. If we were to pay Marlise, you know, let's just say we pay her exactly what she's asking, that's in excess of what Tyson's making, and I don't know that I feel comfortable with that. And so what I'm asking, well, you can see the numbers there, and I'm just doing this strictly based on math, is whatever the council chooses to offer Marlise in terms of a salary, then I would ask that the council increase Tyson's salary to be just a little above that, whatever ultimately that number ends up becoming. At the amounts, again, let's just go with the numbers that were proposed. If the council were to pay those amounts, they would be making more than an assistant attorney general. Other than cost of living increases, their salaries will remain relatively fixed for quite some time. I have not hired a law clerk because I don't really have the space for it. I was going to hire one this summer when we thought that we would be moving up to the third floor, but we're still in closets on the second floor, and it's likely that we won't be moving upstairs for at least until next summer sometime. Plus, I talked with our last law clerk, and I don't know that we need a full-time law clerk. We might be able to accomplish our needs with an extern. So I had budgeted for a law clerk, and you can see that $16,493 that I can divert to cover the increase in these salaries. And then, it's like I said, as I was alluding to earlier, is I redid the budget. And so that's the attachment behind here. And what you see it reflects is I added in $91,400, which is essentially half of what, you know, we ultimately will get for this position. I have deleted the funds for the law clerk, and then I put in the numbers for the SADBRP and the TSRP at what's in my memo there. And as you can see, you know, that leaves us still in a very good position. I'm not saying that we, I'm not advocating that that's what we offer to Marlise. She, you know, she may accept less, I don't know. If she turns down the job, then the other candidates make substantially more and we'll be right back in this position. The other candidates that we would look at would have, either the council would have to pay them well over $100,000 or we would be, you know, having to negotiate a salary with them. So, you know, offering Marlise a little bit more, okay, deja vu, I said that, you know, if we offer Peter a little bit more, he may not go back to the county. We weren't anticipating.
Well, you're right, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't go back to the county. So, anyway, that's where we are at. I've talked with my staff. We all agree that Marlise has excellent qualifications. We understand that she doesn't have the felony prosecution experience that would be helpful but not required for this position, but she was an advocate for over 10 years, and so she has that experience with those cases. She clerked for UPC, she's a known entity, and we think that she would be a very good fit, so we would like to offer her the job. And so, like I said, it really just comes down now to what the council would like to pay her.
So how long has she been an attorney?
Since 2011.
Did she prosecute mainly at Layton City?
Yeah.
And has been there how long?
The entire time.
The entire time.
She clerked before there, and was she one of your dispatchers also?
No, she would dispatch elsewhere. She was actually a victim's advocate with our office for, I want to say 15 years. Yeah. They went back to law school, and we hired her back, which should indicate that she's a known quantity.
Don't have problems with it usually.
With her 5% raise, it would be 82 that she would be making if she didn't get this job.
No, sorry, Scott. The what I'm indicated there, that reflects a 5% raise at Layton. Oh, excuse me. Looking at the wrong one.
The 5% is the 87.
And that, well, but whether what my source at Layton said is it may not actually be a 5% raise, it may be closer to 3%. So that 82 is high because that's the only number that I had when I did this. So,
well, how much were we paying Peter?
Close to 90.
He was at 90.
Mm-hmm. So we're saving money.
Well, no, because you're.
Well, I want to bump up Tyson.
And what's Tyson's currently?
He's currently at 80,000.
So. I would prefer not taking your money that you have set aside for the clerk and try and work these two in with the money we have there left over from Peter.
Right.
But we've already talked about, we already approved that amount, the approximately 90.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if we could put them both around 85, mm-hmm. that's probably within the realm of that money that Peter was making. There may be slight differences because of fringe and things like that, because you're mm-hmm. getting a little more between two people, but I don't know.
So it's kind of an in the neighborhood play, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's still more than what she's expecting as a raise this year at Layton. It gets her in here. I realize that these people are not getting raises like other people are, cost of living and things mm-hmm. like that. So you have to realize that this amount they're going to take is going to be a long term, because it's really grant based.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, raises are put into grants, not necessarily in other things.
So like you're looking at like 85, 86, 84, 85?
1%, I think, 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
Oh, and just so you know, Tyson doesn't know any of this. He doesn't know that I'm asking that you increase the salary.
I think Tyson's done a great job, at least from what I've seen. From the feedback from the people that work for me and work with me, they've enjoyed what he's done. And you may have more perspective on that. He works really with you guys.
Officers. I think that's a good idea.
I don't want to push Tyson down by hiring someone else with less experience at a higher rate just because of what they're currently making.
Makes sense.
And I would agree, I was probably more at 82. For both of them than 85, just because I mean, it's hard for me not to look at what I pay my deputies that are in district court day in and day out prosecuting felonies.
I agree.
And say, you know, I'm not paying them this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It shouldn't, but it makes a difference to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, no, I would expect it to. Oh, no, I wasn't looking at you, Steve.
I'm in a tough spot here. You guys are getting my office.
So we can't take motions or votes, particularly in this meeting, but is everyone in the same area? Are we kind of on the same sheet of music? We think as far as the number that if we went it back in to our other session, one of us can make a motion?
Can I ask a quick question? So are we talking about payment the same, both of them the same amount of money?
Well, no, is paying Tyson a little bit more just because he's got, you know, that year. It doesn't need to be a lot, but
give him a raise.
Just, you know, so that he's, you know, right up there or, you know, comparable to what we would be paying.
But it sounds like what's being said there is that maybe not as much as what you have in your paperwork, but
correct. Right.
And you did that
5%. So why not just 80 and 85?
I don't know that Marlise would come for 80. In fact, I know she wouldn't.
Because it's her dream job.
Well, you're right, it's her dream job, but she's currently making 70, she's almost making 80 right now at Layton.
And she's 5 minutes from home.
And she's 5 minutes from home in Layton.
I'm sorry. All right, well, that's come for something.
Would it make sense if we hired Marlise at the amount she's making at Layton plus 3% right now, that number? And then piggyback off of that and give Tyson a reasonable number for his extra year of service. Is that, I'm just trying to get some kind of consensus, so, because I know that other meeting's going to want to start in 2 minutes in here. I
mean, they're at 1 o'clock.
Oh, they're at 1? Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what my thought is we need to make her an offer. If she's who we want to hire, and I guess that's the first question. If she's who we want to hire, you want to make her an offer that's going to convince her to come and not convince her to try and work us against Layton. I think when we make an offer, we need to let her know. I mean, this has been voted on by the council to make this offer. It needs to be enough that you know, lets her know we are interested. If she's 5 minutes from home right now, she's going to now travel to Salt Lake for work.
Murray. So has she received
a
raise?
Murray from Layton. No, like I said, we've just lost an attorney, so we're getting another attorney, and so we're having to adjust salaries that way. And
look into what it
was. And she is a supervisor as well. She isn't a supervisor of the attorneys, but she supervises support staff.
I mean, the number you had in there was 5% above that, the 87. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound like we have an issue with what you're recommending to pay her, Bob, but just what you're recommending to pay Tyson?
Well, no, you know, just going based on what Marlise believes, she thought she was getting a 5% raise from Layton for, you know, things that she has done, past accomplishments, things like that. So she said, this is what I anticipate making if I stay at Layton, and I would like 5% above that. What I'm saying now is that I have been told by someone other than Marlise that she may not be getting that 5% raise, but it may be, you know, 3%. And so all that really does is, you know, slightly lower the numbers that I have here. But then what the issue with Tyson is, you know, if we do not adjust Tyson's salary, then that means he's making quite a bit less than what Marlise would be making. But he has more time with UPC and has, you know, a year more on his bar date. So I'm just suggesting that whatever the council decides to pay Marlise, that we pay Tyson just slightly above that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Stephen, what did you, was it 85, 84?
So she's making about 78, 79,000 right now?
Correct.
So 79. She's making 79. That takes her to 81. And did you talk to her about this already?
I just asked her what it would take for her to come work for us in terms of salary.
85.4, 85.5 would be five. If she were to get 3%, that would be the 5% above, mm-hmm. is what she's looking for, 5% above what she's currently making.
Or what she's hoping, she's thinking that she will be making.
So she thought she was going to get 5% and wanted another 5% from us? Mm-hmm. So she wanted 10%, okay.
But in reality, it may only be
three.
And then our 5 would be an 8% raise.
So what's 8% above 79?
85.438.50. That's what I wanted to know. So 85.5.
And give Tyson 86, is that what we're thinking?
That may be, it. Yeah, I mean, if obviously she doesn't know. Because her raise, she wouldn't get until mid-year, right?
Or was she getting it now?
How much were we paying Peter?
90. Is it now? First of the year?
And
he had how many years of experience?
Peter has 14 or 15. Plus, he had that extensive felony experience that Marlies does not have.
You're right.
Well, like, Stephen, didn't you originally say 85, 84?
Yeah, but I think we're going a little bit more on her just based upon what she's already got.
I mean, if you went 80...
I'm
fine with 85.5 and 86, or 85 and 86. I don't know what everybody else is thinking.
I'm okay with that. That keeps us still in the ballpark where we're not throwing away our money we have set aside for a law clerk. If we see a need for it over the year, we still have that money there.
Right. Plus, I anticipate applying for another of the DB grants. It won't be as much. And again, that grant has been stable, but, you know, of course, we can't count on that. But I am... and we'll continue to pursue all other sources of income.
Europe's
it would be nice to get the...
So would you, okay, you call Tyson's a step increase, or
no.
Just a thousand, whatever you can get her for, and add $1,000 to him?
Yeah, 500 to 1,000. Right, yeah, because since we're not merit employees, we're not in that AG step.
So the AG will be fine if you send in a new thing that says bump here. Mm-hmm.
Because it's us who's saying it, not him.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though you're right, they're not happy with it. But
they're not always pleased with what we do.
We're not always pleased with what they do.
Right.
It goes both ways.
Especially when he comes and visits.
So if we came out of here and you had a motion to offer the position to Marlies and negotiate a contract as close to the numbers we've talked about in here, which is 85, mm-hmm. and then to make an allowance for another staff attorney in the office, and
what do we need to put on the record as far as what Tyson goes?
Numbers go.
Just numbers. Give me a number that I or if you wanted. Well, no, I guess you have to stay.
I think. Well, but see, with Tyson, what I don't want to do is authorize to pay him $86,000, and then she comes back and we have to negotiate.
Right.
And say, well, she wants 86.
Give her for as good as you can, and then give him a little.
Sure. Yes, that works.
Well, she's going to negotiate. Let's start lower.
Yeah. So 80.
That's why in the negotiation, we need to let her know it's already been voted on by the committee, and we don't meet again until April.
That's right. No, that's true. That's true.
I'll make that kind of a motion.
Okay.
That we offer the position to the second in the interviews a few months ago. Negotiate a salary with them, and also find a way to compensate the other staff attorney. He's the only other staff attorney, right? The other staff attorney for his years of service.
Based on his years of service
for another employee.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
And now
if we need to come back with a specific number afterwards, I think we should do that via a phone conference call.
Well, what I'll do is since you're all, well, Steve's not staying here, and Scott, and okay, yeah, we'll have to do a conference call. I was going to say I'll talk to her, and I may be able to come back after UCDA, but I'll do a conference call.
Do you want to set them out, or do you want a limit?
If you tell me, the limit, here's what you offer this new candidate, and then, you know, that's what I will offer, and if she accepts, then, you know, she accepts that number, and then it's based on whatever.
That triggers you to do something for Tyson.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So maybe somebody just thought it was to grab Tyson by the arm and talk to him out there when we meet the room.
My money's on Mr. Foote.
I don't have a problem asking a question. Come with me, Tyson. You need to talk.
All right, if we're agreed, we need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
And second and third.
Should we open the door?
All in favor?
Yeah, sort of
yeah, it is hot.
All right.
You can be able to open the window.
We need to move to go back into regular
session. We do,
session.
Yes.
Okay. I'll actually make that motion to go back into regular session.
Let me just state, just for the record, so we came out of closed session at 12:37 and we're now back in general session.
Okay.
Bob, was that it?
Oh, yeah, yes, but we'll need you to hang on, so they're gonna, we'll do the vote in general session, so we'll need your vote, and then we'll be done.
All right.
Great, thanks. Thanks for being patient.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, no worries.
We need Steve back.
We're waiting for a motion.
Well, just, yeah, we're waiting for Steve to come back in. Oh, you like Diet Dr. Pepper too, huh? Or was it too hard to dig?
It was too, I found one, but I hadn't taken it out for another.
I promise there's like 10 down there.
I got two in my tummy, somebody
else. I hope you pack some, especially for use.
I hope you keep bringing them even when I'm out on
yeah,
the
couch. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Tyson likes them as well.
Great men, your majesty, so thanks for coming back. All right, so do we have enough for a quorum?
Mm-hmm.
I'll entertain a motion regarding personnel.
You just say it all right here, they're all gone.
I would make a motion that UBC offer the position that was formerly Peter Levitz to Marlise Jones, who I guess was next in line after the interview process that we went through just a few months ago, and that we give direction to Bob to negotiate a salary with her, and also after he negotiates that salary, we take into consideration the other staff attorney who works for UPC, Mr. Steen, and make some kind of an adjustment for a fair salary for him as well.
Can I make a friendly amendment?
Sure.
So the amount we're going to authorize Bob to first offer is at 85.5 to Ms. Jones with the ability to go up to 86, and that adjustment for Tyson should be about $500 above whatever Ms. Jones may accept.
My motion stands with that amendment.
I'll second the motion.
And that is based on years of experience, just to be clear.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I think we have an abstention.
One abstention.
From Layton City. All right, the motion carries. And our next meeting is April?
April 25th, I think it was. Oh, actually, thank you, because I meant to say is I may be on military duty that week, so I don't know if the council will want to bump it up a week or when I'm here, or if you just want to continue in between Barry and Maryland.
I'm in a jury trial that week, and I would be unavailable.
I think we need you.
Okay.
So
then let me, as soon as I know about my orders, I'll let you know, and I'll send out just a notice as to when when I'll be back. Because if I get this, it's a 3-week set of orders, so it'll be pretty long.
Wow. I think you are required to be with us when you can.
So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel loved.
You are loved. All right, do we have any other business? We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you, we are adjourned.